Blog Talk Radio.
Time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. Time when leaves are falling, the woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling. You need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. Roaming in the springtime, and you'll find your love and a summer sun. The frost will come and bring the harvest, and you can sleep when day is done. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The path is new, the world is free.
It's game time.
Hello and welcome to another blistering episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio, brought to you proudly by the infallible Liebel Droker Incorporated, Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour, Terror Max, the Panoptosphere, and what's that other one he made?
Cock blistering. We don't talk about that medication anymore.
It was a cock blistering salve.
Discontinued.
They had to pull it off the market.
We don't ever mention that shit.
It's the it's his dirty little blemish on his otherwise clean record.
It's on the Silk Road though, too. Silk Road 2. Yeah.
Is that still in business?
Oh, yeah. Some people like to get their cock blister on, you know.
That's a fetish in some parts of the world.
It's definitely, it's very niche.
Just like the way it feels, okay?
Texture. The in and out.
But some women like the ways, I mean.
Yeah, you got to have that texture.
It's almost like a scabbing.
Scab for her pleasure.
You ever heard about those guys in Southeast Asia, maybe Indonesia? What they do is they get those little, plastic pellet guns. What are they called? Airsoft. They get a bunch of airsoft pellets, and they'll have them surgically inserted under their dick skin to make their just have a big old.
Oh yeah, ribbed, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Airsoft for your pleasure.
That's right.
For her pleasure.
Uh-huh. And for his, too.
That blows my mind.
It's transhumanism.
It's a technology.
Absolutely.
It's technology embedded under the skin. Soon enough, they'll have little vibrating pellets that they'll embed in their dicks.
You can operate it with your smartphone.
And you got an app, and you just,
you can
have your dick go into, like, sex mode, and it'll just start vibrating up and down the shaft, and, you know, really, the future holds so much hope, and I just can't imagine the kind of utopias we'll be living in here in a couple decades.
I mean, not even a couple of decades. Like, we already have smartphones.
More like today, yeah.
Control your TV, like.
That's right.
Which is totally bananas.
You could already fuck your iPad.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True. I love fucking the iPad. Have you tried out your, we got a bunch, because we did that obvious ad placement, we all got free fuck pad from care of whatever that company is that makes different.
Wait, you do obvious ad placement?
Yeah, yeah. The one where you fucked your iPad, I forget what it's called.
I think we caught hell for it on Reddit, so they took the video down. If you go to the article now, it's just a blank video.
That's a goddamn shame. It was cool how it broke into dubstep, like one of those bad 4chan videos.
Like a montage video?
Yeah, yeah. And it goes into the dubstep right when he's about to fuck his iPad.
Like, you can't even believe this is about to happen right now.
Yeah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And then he's about to bang his girlfriend long distance via his iPad, latching for the dick hole.
Yeah.
The dick hole vibrator.
Can you, what if on the other end there was a thing you could squeeze and it would squeeze your dick in that thing?
That would be the next step, and it would interact with the apps, right? Already it vibrates with the apps, but you got to have it squeezed down like it's really
like it's a smart app that goes with the smartphone and a smart dick, you know. It synchronizes with your thrusts.
It's a smart fuck, really.
It's a very smart and safe fuck, really, because, I mean, let's face it, people, we are on the brink of overpopulation like crazy. If we can get our rocks off by a smartphone, like, you know, let's just go ahead and do it.
If smartphones are making us dumber, then what is smart fucking going to do to us as a race?
It's going to make us so much more rapey. You don't even know.
You'll just see something and want to put your dick in it.
I know, just any everyday object eventually will want to strap a fuck hole to it.
Want to find out if it vibrates or whirls or something.
Right.
Oh, well, I mean, the question is that object asking for it or not?
If it's a stuffed raccoon or kind of one of these ponies, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The color.
If you, a little Pinkie Pie.
A pastel.
Little Pinkie Pie's asking for it.
Now, that's the logical next step is, like, yeah, you'd be able to grip it with a smartphone or whatever, grip it and, like, it'll kegel on your cock. But
Oh, fuck yeah.
But you want to start putting these animals and fake women and fake, what else?
Robot women. You know about those robot doll women. They're kind of like those real dolls, except they're able to, like, blink their eyes, smile, and talk to you, and they can. If you really want to go out and pay for the $1 million model, it'll fucking, you know, walk around your house
and ask for it.
Oh yeah, it'll be like, hey, do you want to?
Without
do you want
saying
to?
It though,
yeah, it'll check the mail and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll like bend over in front of you.
But
it's
asking for it, but. You know,
wearing jogging pants and like a loose fitting shirt, so you can't really see its features, but it's asking for it.
You can dress those dolls.
Just
going
around.
Like.
Yeah.
Put that doll out in public at the mall or at a bar without a man, and it's basically, it'll come back raped. All that asking for it.
Hey, it's pretty much
one
a given at this point in time.
This one time I went out to the Buffalo Wild Wings down at the mall, and I was trying to get some, pick up some women. And next thing I know, I had a robot in my bed, and it was just stuck in this infinite loop, right? And I didn't know she was a robot, so she started just looping.
Yeah, loop, fourth bomb.
She said the same thing over and over and over again. I was like, what's wrong with you? And eventually she just, you know, kind of seized out and ran out of batteries.
Man, they're becoming so realistic.
Well, hey, I was happy for it. I just sold the thing on Craigslist, you know.
Did you?
It was a fun time.
When it seized,
you think,
up,
like,
did you date rape it?
No. I only raped it while I was still it wasn't rape. It was, I mean, can a robot even give consent? Do robots dream of electric consent?
That's a question for the robots out there.
Well, I just want to know, like, if you have these robot, like, rape women running around asking for it, who is their, like, master? Like, who put them out on the street to go work? Are there robots?
Well, it's easy. Google.
Yeah, Google.
And what Google does is they put these people out on the street, and they're constantly collecting data of what makes dudes' dicks hard.
Yeah.
And it's feedback loop that, you know, that's where they get the data through which they're able to ask for it so efficiently.
And they can advertise
right.
to you.
And then it'll push that data up because all the robots are networked together.
That's
so
right.
So it'll push the new data, like what guys are into, what is the new hot thing to do. It'll push that update automatically to all of the women rape robots.
And they'll run out and get yoga pants or whatever the trend of the week is. And next thing you know, they're all just Derek Lostuttered. You know he goes by DJ, right? That's what all his friends call him, is DJ. Old DJ Shadow Raps.
You check on Google Trends and you see that, like, well, In-N-Out is trending a lot. It's like a lot of people going in, a lot of people are coming out over and over again. This seems to be the trend with fucking these robots.
Is that what you do?
I don't know.
Sex?
Sometimes I just go in and stay in, and then just kind of, you know, it's
like
not really an out. It's just kind of like a, but I'm not a typical Google user.
You used to oscillate like a metamodernist.
Like Shia LaBeouf. You know he's gone crazy.
Who is he? Is he like
Shia LaBeouf? He founded the whole metamodernism thing pretty much.
Oh,
and
I saw his website.
What's
yeah.
his name? The other guy, James Franco.
Oh, yeah.
He's the other metamodernist guy.
And they got this performance art where they just have these kind of like psychotic breakdowns or dissociations in public where they'll put bags on their heads or, you know, it's all kinds of great performance art, metamodernism.
It's really no different from his writing. If you read his writing, it's like he just put a bag on his fucking
ideas. His acting is like that, too. His acting is totally like that.
Yeah, like I think it started from his acting. I mean, it was very canned and very, I don't know, vapid. But he'd
oscillate
He became
really
self-aware of like what he was and like how he became an artist. Kind of evolved out of like his early movies, like Transformer, and that one about like the killer next door.
I really like that Transformer movie with the robots and the Transformer
and the Chevy advertisement.
Oh, that and that beautiful woman. What was her name? Man, she was beautiful.
She proved that women can also work on old cars.
I don't know her name, but.
She is pretty. I think she died. I don't know.
Really?
She wrote that song, Rehab, right?
No.
Amy Winehouse?
No, it was not Amy Winehouse.
But she's pretty, too.
I think she has...
No, it's Megan Fox, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a club thumb. You ever seen her thumbs?
Nuh-uh.
Her thumbs stick out like a golf club, like a three wood.
That's strange.
It's really weird. When she takes pictures and stuff, she kind of hides it.
No one's perfect.
Yeah, but
yeah,
she's
I mean,
imperfect.
Like, whatever.
Who fucking cares? Hey, they'll make a Megan Fox sex doll before we die. You can find
yeah.
her Google.
You know,
I don't want shit.
We'd make
food.
$1 billion and shit if we did a good one, but I wouldn't care for it. You know, I prefer a sex doll that
make a sex
is
doll
more of a cartoon. Talk. I prefer like an anime sex doll.
Yeah, watery guy.
I mean, if I'm gonna fuck a doll, why would it be a replica of a human being? You know, I can just go have sex with a human being. I want to fuck something totally unreal.
Fucking amoeba.
That's better
fuck
than
something
real.
That's too deep.
I want something better than real.
Fuck a hole in the wall.
You know they have those 3D anime fuck dolls, right?
Yeah.
They've got these big eyes, you know, just like in the anime.
Innocent eyes.
They're very dreamy, you know. It's like if you ever like roll,
yeah.
You ever take that MDMA, and you get the big eyes. It's just like you're in an anime.
Guys, I took this drug.
It's an experimental hallucinogen he took.
No, well, it's not experimental. Plenty of people have taken it. This guy told me it was 2CI, but it was on Blotter. So it's this newer derivative.
Like Dragon?
It's like 2CI dash something, NCB, or
like
some derivative.
No.
Is that how he introduced it? He said this is a derivative?
He said it's 2CI, but 2CI does not come in blotter. It's not that strong.
Did it have a taste?
It had a taste. It had a very strong. It's 2CI MBOME. I think that's what it is because that came on blotter.
Was it tart?
It was not tart. It was more like spicy or bitter or something like that. Anyway,
and, like you could substitute it for like sriracha or something like that.
Almost, yeah.
Okay.
And it was first became available in 2010, and it's been linked to several hospitalizations and deaths, according to this Arrowhead Vault. For me, it just gave me a horrible headache and nausea, and I puked up all my dinner. And don't, you know, if someone gives you 2CI, it may be 25INBOME, and you don't know it because that's what people call it, this new 2CI. And it's just...
That's crazy.
It's a much more strong... Like, what it is it's a strong, it, you know, almost as strong as acid because it comes in blotter, unlike 2CI, which comes in pills and or powder. So if someone hands you 2CI and it's a blotter, it's actually 2CI NBOME. And it is, you know, actually I read people's experiences on Arrowhead and they were all seemed really positive and like, oh, I had a great trip. Only one guy was like, oh, yeah, it made me sick. And, well, I got pretty sick from it. Although it does say it's been linked to hospitalizations and death. So, you know. I guess I got off easy, you know?
I asked Kilgore, why would you take a drug that, like, there hasn't been, like, a bunch of people before you taking it so you know it's good or not? He said, where's your spirit of adventure?
Yeah, man. I mean, if everyone's been talking about how they've been having great trips lately and you're like, oh, man, I could really go for one, and someone hands you some whacked-out thing out of nowhere, you know, you've got to rise to the call to adventure, right? And you could die, sure. Who cares? But you could also have a great trip. Or you could just have, like, a horrible hangover while you're at a party. I mean, it just felt like a really bad, like I had drunk a bunch of liquor and woken up.
That's like all a bummer.
Yeah, it was a total bummer. Mm-hmm. And I went home around, you know, 1 a.m. after the fireworks. Like, I gritted my teeth through the pain, enjoyed the fireworks, it was fine, went home, woke up, the whole next day, it was kind of like acid where it still affects you the whole next day, and the whole next day I had like a slight headache, no big deal. It was, I didn't get hospitalized or die, but, you know, be careful out there, kids, when you're experimenting with new drugs. You could have adverse effects, and you never know what's going to happen.
Next time you order something from a Chinese chemical depot, make sure that it's legit before you start buying it in kilos.
Make sure you're getting real baby dust pills.
It's always good. You know, there's always the classics, acid, shrooms, pot, coke.
Yeah, start there.
You always have the classics. And you know, once you got those to play in your hand, when you know, it's like you have, this is a metaphor of Hunter S. Thompson, where he said, you know, oh, you just do one drug, ha, it's like you've only got one card in your hand. And I agree with that. Like, so many events and times and contexts in your life for the use of, you know, enhancing substances that may put you in touch with God. They may just make you happy. They may just make you able to deal with life. But you've got to know them and know when to use them, and you can't just go jumping in the deep end or anything. You gotta work. It's like a game of poker. You know, you gotta know how your hand.
Yep.
Know how to play your hand. You gotta know when to hold them.
When to fold them. We gotta hold a couple of aces right now, if you know what I mean.
Oh hell yeah!
Come out there with some aces before long, and we'll do acid.
I don't know what you mean. Please explain.
Well, officer, it's like this.
You put this piece of paper on your tongue, and next thing you know, you're on Saturn.
Next thing you know, you're on Arrowhead, explaining to the rest of the world why you feel so good.
Yeah. It's like, why am I on the internet right now?
I used to go on there. When I first started doing acid, I would go on Arrowhead, and there's an art section, and you can click on the art. And I swear to God, like, every single piece of art I saw, I was like, this must be an animated GIF or something. It's moving, but no, I was just tripping.
Oh, man.
I used to, in college, I lived in a big house with a band I played in, and we had, a piano in our living room. It was, a big old fucking house, and, we used to get, 10 strips, crazy. My friend used to get, sheets and sheets. So we always just have, 10 strips just laying around.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, and so, we just get, wasted. And then one time I just remember, I was just playing piano, the most absurd bad music ever. And my roommate says that I looked over at him and, stuck out my tongue, and there was a 10-strip of acid on my tongue. And then I, don't remember this, really. But, 3 hours later, I, wake up in my front lawn playing guitar, looking at the stars. And I was like, this is cool.
You woke up playing an instrument.
Now, kids, there's dark sides, drug abuse. You may end up as a musician.
Looking at the stars and pondering life.
You might end up on a stage, blowing away millions of people with your music.
I had a friend of mine who took...
That'd be terrible.
He said he took 30 hits one night, and he ended up walking the streets in suburbia and being confronted by a cop, and he was unable to understand any language whatsoever.
And
that night, his whole life changed. In fact, it caused a schizophrenic break. He since committed suicide.
Oh, this
is a really sad story.
Way to spoil the tone.
He told me about this, and he said, it was like before he had ran into the cops, he had gone to his friend who he was hanging out with. And he was like, no, you can't stay here. You're tripping too hard. You've got to go. And he said something like, oh, he saw spiders just fill his vision. Everywhere he looked were spiders. And then he ran to the cop and couldn't understand him and spent the night in prison and ended up being sent to a mental hospital because the trip had lasted long enough. And I guess he never really even came out of it.
It lasted the rest of his life.
Yep.
From what I remember.
And he was a good friend of mine. We played a lot of music. And I think, you know, his struggles kept coming and it was too much for him eventually. But for a while there, you know, he was just like any other guy. He just had, he would talk about robots and aliens as if they were...
Like they were like right there in the room. They visited every day.
Well, no, not...
Oh, man.
He'd hear voices in his house, but he'd see aliens and robots were ways that he classified people.
I knew that.
Some people...
Dude, you just explained to the T... Okay, the guy that said... that told me that I had a 10 strip in my mouth was the keyboard player in my band in college who is exactly like you just described and also committed suicide.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, like, and he was, his brother was full-blown schizophrenic. I always thought he was, too.
This is a pattern with people.
Uh-huh.
But is I like
but it was
actually
like robots and aliens and all
no,
that
the,
shit.
I've
been
having schizophrenic before the robots.
He thought he kind of wanted to think I was an alien. He was like he asked me very frankly one day, "Are you an alien?" And I was like, "No, I'm not an alien. I'm from Earth. I'm pretty sure I was born here, as far as I know." And well, robots were people to him. Like he was like, "Man, I saw this one." One black guy down at the food line the other day, and he was a robot man. The way he moved was mechanical, and I've seen people like that who just are. I mean, maybe they're on something, or maybe that's just how they are. But people who move mechanically, they creep me out, and they are robots.
Right. We should actually learn from that and ask our audience to, first of all, stop listening to the show, but secondly, to consider our friend's outlook, that there are robots out there and there are aliens, and maybe even ask yourselves what you are.
Yeah. I think that's a fair question to ask. Ask yourself that daily, because you might be transhumanizing into a robot.
Every day. You might be... You become a cyborg.
Yeah, you have to use...
And then you become a robot. And then next thing you know, you're asking for it in a Denny's. And you're just a...
The worst thing that can happen is an alien becoming a robot, it would seem.
That's certain doom.
All right, well...
Alien
we gotta,
robots
we gotta
will assimilate
show.
You.
This has been The Hate Show. Kilgore, Trout, thank you for everything you do for the internet and the world.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Asshurt Act Flags, Mac Fags, thank you for your patriotism.
Thank you for your patriotism.
And thank you for accepting that thank you so graciously as you've done. All right, good night, and go fuck yourself.
And children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just a